presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look at the sky! Look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Many adventures have befallen Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen on their visit to the ranch of Comanche Joe, wealthy Indian oil man. Our last episode revealed that Rawson, Comanche Joe's ranch foreman, was responsible for the strange accidents which were always preceded by the weird howling of a coyote. While Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, drove into town to bring Jimmy Olsen back from the doctor, the warriors of the Comanche tribe surrounded the escaping Rawson and drove him into a mountain cave. Just inside the entrance of the cave, Rawson waits, rifle in hand, resolved to sell his life dearly. Tumbleweed Jones, Jimmy's friend, prepares to go in and get him.
Listen.
We've tossed a coin, Comanche, and I've won. I reckon it's how it's up to me to go in and hog-tie that coyote Rawson.
Well, all right, Tumbleweed, all right. But here, you better take my rifle.
Rifle? You know I don't have no truck with firearms. I'll stick to my bow and arrow. I can't put an arrow through Rawson's heart. I don't deserve to come out alive. Rawson! Rawson, can you hear me?
I hear you, all right, Tumbleweed.
I aim to give you one chance for your life. Come on out of that cave and come quiet, and you'll get a trial by law.
You want me, Tumbleweed? You'll have to come in and get me.
That's what I was hoping. Rawson, here I come.
Tumbleweed, be careful. He's probably drawing a bead on you right now.
I ain't aiming to walk right up to that cave, right smack out and open. I reckon it's how I can show Rawson a trick or two he never heard of before. Now, if I can just make that thing for his spotsman. Here goes. God, that was close. Kind of exciting.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, Rawson.
I missed you that time, but I won't miss again. You'll have to make for that next tree, Tumbleweed. And I'll cut you down before you reach it.
He's got something there. Well, only one thing to do. I'll stick my hat on top of this arrow here and draw his fire. The minute he shoots, I'll skin to that tree. Hope I can make it before he shoots again. Now, just stick the hat out in front of the tree where Rawson can see it. And run like the Dickens. Die for that tree. Come on, we die.
Phew. What do you know? I made it.
Now, I'll just fit an arrow to my bowstring and start working my way up to the cave for these bushes. Here we go now.
Yeah. This rifle's fully loaded now, so I'm ready for anything. Tumbleweed must be working his way through them bushes, but I'm danged if I can see any.
Wait. There he is. Crawling along that ledge. Inching his way along toward the entrance here.
Well, here's where Rawson gets you, Tumbleweed, and gets you free. Gotta take it easy now, plenty of time. Lay that sight right on his chest. And then just press the trigger slow. Like this.
Oh! Ah! Now, with my hand. Shut so quickly up. You've got to pull this arrow out of my hand. Better get back into the cave where that can't happen again. Last him, I'll get him surely.
Well, here's the entrance to the cave, and wait a minute. Blood. I must have got Rawson with that arrow, all right. It's pretty black inside that cave, and it's pretty light out here. He'd be able to see me, maybe, but I won't be able to see him. Well, guess I'll have to do a little crawling. Got to hug that wall like it was a part of it. This sure calls for a little refreshing. Where to put that? Here it is. Take my good. Yes, sir, best hug ever made. There's nothing like...
What? Suffering prairie dogs, that was close. Dang, made me swallow my fudge, too.
But that shot gave me some idea where Rawson is, though. Down on your belly, Tumbleweed, and start crawling into that cave. That's progress. Now, if I...
My shoulder. He got me.
You bet I got you, Tumbleweed.
Luck, that's all it was. Just luck, Rawson.
Yeah? Well, if that bullet didn't break your shoulder, I'll be very much surprised. You can't use that bow and arrow now, Tumbleweed, so it's my turn to howl.
Blast you.
Here I come, Tumbleweed. Here I come to put a bullet through you.
You've got me all right, Rawson, but you'll never get away. Comanche Joe's outside and them Indians. They'll get you sure.
I know that. It's going to give me a lot of satisfaction to take some of you with me. And you're the first, Tumbleweed. I'm drawing a bead on your heart. In another few seconds, you're a dead man. Well, ain't you going to beg me to let you go? Ain't you going to plead with me to spare your life?
I ain't begging, Rawson.
No, Tumbleweed. Well, then, I'm shooting.
No, I'm sorry, Doctor. Jimmy and I would like to spend more time with you here in town, but we really must be getting back to Comanche Joe's ranch.
Yes, well, Doc. We just got to go. I'm kind of anxious to get back, because Tumbleweed Jones said he was going to have a surprise for me.
Yes,
and besides, Doctor, I'm anxious to find out whether or not they've captured Rawson.
Well, you can telephone the ranch house, can't you?
Why do that, Doctor, when it won't take more than a few hours to drive back over the mountains to Comanche's ranch?
Because I want you to remain here as my guest for a while.
I know, but...
Great heavens, Mr. Kent. Look, you arrived here last night to take Jimmy back with you. Well, I spent the most interesting evening I've had in many a year talking with someone who knows what's going on in the world. Now you want to leave.
Oh, but we've got to, Doctor. Gosh, I'm just dying to find out what kind of a surprise Tumbleweed Jones has for me.
Now, look here. It's late in the afternoon. It'll be dark before you reach Comanche Joe's ranch. Besides, Kent, Jimmy here ought to have another good night's rest before taking that trip. Especially in that dilapidated old junk heap you call an automobile.
Well, Comanche Joe doesn't have much use for modern inventions. Doctor, I'm sorry. I'd really like to spend another night here with you. I've enjoyed our long talks together as much as you, but... Well, I feel I really ought to get back to the ranch this afternoon.
Well, I suppose there's nothing I can say or do that'll change your mind, Mr. Kent.
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
And there's another reason I want to get back, Doctor.
Yes, Jimmy?
You see, sir, I'm now a member of the Comanche tribe.
Oh.
Chief Running Fox was teaching me how the Indians send messages by beating on drums.
Oh, yes, very interesting. You know, Kent, on a quiet night sometimes you can hear the Comanche drums far off in the hills, sending messages from one tribe to another.
That's all.
So you're learning the language of the drums, are you, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. So you see, we've simply got to go.
Well, I see. Much as I hate to see you go, I won't detain you. I'll see you to that monstrosity you call a car.
Will Jimmy be all right, Doctor? Mm-hmm. I mean, anything we should do?
Oh, I don't think so, Mr. Kent. Just be sure to keep clean bandages on his head and... Jimmy, you take it easy. No excitement of any kind for a while.
Okay, Doc. Hey,
huh?
Look at the car.
What?
Well, I'll be... A flat tire.
Not one flat tire, Kent, but two of them.
Oh.
Look there.
Yeah, you're right. That car hadn't been used in so long a time, I guess the rubber on those tires is pretty far gone.
To say nothing of those mountain roads.
Well, we'll have to get these fixed. We haven't got a spare. We'd need two anyway.
Now, look, there's a gas station at the other end of town, and I can call up and have someone come out. But it'll take time, Kent. So I suggest you change your mind and stay the night.
Oh, I don't know. How long will it take to fix these tires?
Oh, an hour or two at least. By that time, it'll be close to dark. Frankly, Kent, it wouldn't be good for Jimmy, driving those awful mountain roads and being out in the night air and all that.
Well, holy mackerel, Tumbleweed said he'd have that surprise.
Well, Jimmy, I'm afraid the surprise will have to wait until tomorrow. All right, Doc, you win. Jimmy and I will stay over till tomorrow morning.
Unaware of the exciting events taking place back at the ranch, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen decide to remain at the doctor's another night. Yet at that very same moment, back in the cave...
In another few seconds, Tumbleweed, you're a dead man. Well, ain't you going to beg me to let you go? Ain't you going to plead with me to spare your life?
I ain't begging, Rawson.
No, Tumbleweed. Well, then, I'm shooting.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, but I had to shoot first.
Comanche Joe, what are you doing here?
Saving your life at the moment, Tumbleweed.
And getting yourself into danger. Dang you, Comanche, we tossed a coin, didn't we? And I won the toss, didn't I?
You forgot to take the coin with you, Tumbleweed. And I found out it had two heads. You couldn't possibly have lost. It's a good thing I decided... Rawson... Stand where you are. Don't try to move back into this cave.
I know I ain't got a chance, Comanche, but neither have you. There ain't one of us going to leave here alive.
Put down that gun.
I don't.
All right. You asked for it.
What? You Comanche? Comanche, what? He got you, didn't he?
Yes, Tumbleweed. But I got him, too. Rawson?
I'm finished again. It's
a fine mess. All three of us badly wounded. We better move out of here. Get some first aid. Tumbleweed, do you think you can...
Comanche, wait, listen. That rumbling near the entrance.
What?
Look out. Look out, the wall's up there. It's caving in.
All that shooting, that's what did it.
Well, the rock has stopped falling. But it's dark in here now. It's black. Comanche, what do you think?
We're walled up. Hundreds of tons of rock. The entrance to the cave is completely blocked off.
Do you think they can get through to it?
Rawson, Tumbleweed, I think we'd better face it. We're wounded, all three of us, and in pretty bad condition. In another few hours, The air in here is going to start getting low. They've got to reach us in 2 or 3 hours.
Do you think they will? Do you think they'll be able to get through all that rock in a couple of hours?
No, Tumbleweed. No.
Trapped.
Entombed within the cave, Comanche, Tumbleweed, and Rawson are in a pretty bad way. Can Superman, having decided to remain in town and unaware of their danger, possibly help them? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.